By the spring of 1864, President Abraham Lincoln was totally convinced the key to ending the Civil War was to hunt down Robert E. Lee and his Army of Northern Virginia. His search for the right man to do the job ended on March 9th, when he put Ulysses S. Grant in charge of all Union forces. By putting William Tecumseh Sherman in charge of the Western Theater of Operations, Grant could focus on running Lee down in the East. He planned to make use of the Union's greatest advantage over the Confederacy, sheer numbers. The Federal offensive was set to begin in May of 1864, with three primary objectives. General Franz Sigel's division was assigned to take the Shenandoah Valley and cut off food supplies to Confederate troops at Petersburg. General George Meade's 100,000-strong Army of the Potomac, plus Ambrose Burnside's 20,000 troops, were assigned to track Lee's every move. The ultimate objective in the East was to take control of Petersburg, a major rail supply line, which in turn would bring down the Confederate capital at Richmond.